Citizens in Florida may soon get the chance to correct, that's in quotes, the schoolwork of their children in public schools. It's up to the governor now to decide whether to sign a bill approved by the legislature that would allow residents to force teachers to offer alternative approaches to climate change, evolution, subjects parents and citizens disagree with, and represent views far outside the scientific mainstream. Two other states have already approved similar academic freedom laws, bills that actually compel teachers to present multiple views on topics like evolution or climate change. Glenn Branch, deputy director of the National Center for Science Education, calls this an emergency at a time when for years science and STEM education have been seen as more important than ever before. This would be a serious setback.
We defend the integrity of science education against ideological attacks. In Florida, there was an attempt, a successful attempt, to make it easier for people to challenge the use of instructional materials in their local schools. And it was quite clear that among their targets were evolution and climate change. In an affidavit that they submitted in favor of this legislation, they complained, I have witnessed students being taught evolution as fact rather than theory. I have witnessed children being taught that global warming is a reality, and that apparently is something that they'd like to do something about.
And from your perspective, there's absolutely nothing wrong with that. In fact, that would be the proper way of addressing those issues.
That's right. And we're hopeful that even despite the passage of the bill, school districts will reject such complaints as unwarranted. The problem is they're now going to have to be forced to jump through hoops to satisfy the requirements of the law. It makes it easier for challenges like this to be raised and requires school districts to afford due process to the people raising those challenges.
Does the educational publications and curriculum industry have a vested interest in maintaining this, you know, alternative view of evolution and climate change? Are there materials that are out there to easily satisfy parents who are dissatisfied with what seems to be settled scientific questions?
There are a variety of educational or miseducational materials giving different ideas about evolution and climate change. It's unlikely that a district could be forced to adopt them, but they might be pressured to compromise or downplay evolution and climate change in their curriculum as a result of the passage of this bill.
Do local school officials have the authority to do whatever they want in this matter?
Not whatever they want, because they are, after all, public servants, and they're responsive to their constituents and their voters. They can't just do anything. They can't, for example, require or allow creationism to be taught, because that would violate the First Amendment of the Constitution. But there are a lot of ways in which the integrity of science education can be compromised, and we may see more of them in play in Florida.
And would that include explicit mandates on the part of Florida law to allow parents to bring in whatever materials that they would like, or is it going to remain this sort of partial solution here?
They're not going to be allowed to bring in whatever they like. They are going to be allowed, and it's going to be easier for them, to challenge instructional materials that are in use, complaining that they're not accurate, balanced, or non-inflammatory. And school districts will have to react to that, even if it's to tell them no.
Are there actual families who would have concerns? And have you spoken to such family members? And on the other side, if some scientifically inclined family member were to see an alternative instructional material come into a classroom, have they reached out to you and expressed their thoughts?
Well, we've heard from a variety of teachers who are concerned. We've heard from a few school board members. We've heard from parents, but no one has yet said, this is what is now happening. Can you help? But we will be ready to do so when that happens.
Glenn Branch is deputy director of the National Center for Science Education. Glenn, thanks so much for speaking with us.
Thanks for having me.
If you're a parent, teacher, or even a student, are you seeing debates over science curriculum playing out in schools? Valerie, a public high school teacher of earth science in Michigan, says she recently got a message from a parent upset that she was teaching about climate change. Before she called the parent back, she talked to her class. Here's what she told them.
I hear there's been some confusion, but let me tell you this. We're not teaching politics here. We're teaching climate change. There's no disputing that the Earth's average temperature is rising. The dispute is who's caused it and whose fault it is. And in all honesty, I don't care. Because in the end, it's about our survival. Whether you believe it or not is irrelevant. I'm not asking you to believe it. I'm asking you to understand it. Never heard from the parent again.
Here's Leanne Erickson, an honors biology teacher in Moscow, Idaho.
I already know that if their family is just anti-climate change, then I'm not necessarily going to get to change their opinion. I would like to. And in some ways, I'm not too worried about it. They have the facts. They can still pull on those later on in their lives. I have students in my class who think the world is 6,000 years old. So I can't really change their opinion as 10th graders, but I can change the way they think about controversial issues.
And here's John, an environmental science teacher at a Catholic school in Louisiana.
In any case, any issue, especially if you can't see it clear-cut black and white, then I think debate is good. Just know the facts. Get the facts from as many sources as you can. Look at both sides.
What's your experience here?
My name is Michael, and I'm calling from Kutztown, Pennsylvania. I'm a very concerned environmentalist. As a former teacher, I'm dismayed that our schools are not focused like a laser on what is surely becoming a global crisis.
My name is Sina. Currently, I am residing in Denver. We don't have much of a problem with our school's curriculum regarding evolution or the current global climate situation because we homeschool. And it's one of the reasons I do homeschool, so that I can verify and I can make sure that my children get current, factual, scientific information.
Our health team here at WNYC Radio is eager to hear from you, whether you're a parent, teacher, or student. If you're upset or concerned about the science curriculum in your school or your kid's school, call us at 877-8-MY-TAKE or weigh in on our Facebook page.